Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, a very good evening, everyone. Whenever you hear that music, you know that it is time for At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria Gaither, journalist and member of the National Press Club. And as always, I thank you so much for taking the time to spend your evening or your afternoon with us here on At Home with Victoria. If, in fact, you are new to our show, Michael Kay, who's going to join us in a couple of seconds, he is my entertainment co-host. And At Home with Victoria, we are a news and entertainment show where we try to promote positive news. Also, often you can turn on CNN or your local news or Fox News and get all the sort of dirt that's taking place out there, but we try to do our own thing and be a little bit more positive. Isn't that right, entertainment co-host Michael Kay? How are you today?
My head. So that's exactly what I am doing.
Well, I can certainly understand that because it is hot today. Actually, something else that's very hot that I think is hot, and that is MyLife.com. Jeff Tinsley is going to be with us. He is the CEO and the founder of the company. I got a chance, Michael, of course, because you sent me the information, to take a look at his website. And I've got to tell you, very, very impressive numbers, very impressive of the amount of information that you can find on MyLife.com. How did you find Jeffrey, actually, by the way, for tonight's show? Very cool guy.
Yeah, Jeffrey was a Karen Hansen from Bullseye Entertainment out of California that thought Jeffrey would be a fantastic guest, which I do believe MyLife.com originally was Reunion.com, and now over 65 million subscribers on there. Joining us now is Jeffrey Tinsley from MyLife.com. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us tonight. Welcome to At Home with Victoria.
Thank you for having me. It's good to meet you, Michael and Victoria.
Fantastic to meet you. So my first question to you, as to every dot-commer, is how did you come up with the brainchild for this?
Well, I'm a long-time internet entrepreneur. I've actually been creating businesses in the internet space for over 20 years. I hate to think about it, that it's been that long, but it's in fact true. So I've founded several different companies, and I've been fortunate to have actually sold a few of them. And, you know, the business that we have today, I mean, MyLife.com has been around for quite a while. As you mentioned, you know, since 2002, the business started as Reunion.com to help other people find their old classmates, but then over time we realized that there was a bigger opportunity to help people manage their information online. So started creating it just to you know, create something new and interesting and valuable for customers, and it's evolved over time, and we keep you know, trying to evolve the service and make it better for the people we reach.
Well, you certainly are. And what made you change it from Reunion to MyLife.com? I know that you had a big success with Reunion.com, but what was the big switch over?
Reunion.com as a business was doing absolutely great. I mean, a huge audience was using it to find old friends and classmates, as I mentioned. But then one of the reasons for our shift was that Facebook, of course, came along and did a really great job at helping people find other people. And even though we still help a huge number of people find others that they can't find on Facebook, we saw an even bigger opportunity in helping people manage all of their information that's out there that they know about and in some cases don't know about that's mm-hmm. being made available. And so we see a much bigger opportunity in helping people manage that information so that they can share it to the right people and also protect themselves from identity theft by removing the information from places where they don't want their private details listed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, continuing to evolve the business, search and connecting people is still important, but it's, you know, just a much bigger opportunity around personal identity management.
Right.
And Jeffrey, I wanted to ask you, in your business, and I thought about this today as I was reading the information in your bio, as a journalist, You know, I've had many things written about me if it was an event or something that I had to MC. And I thought about it, and sometimes some of that information has actually been incorrect. And I've never been one to go back and say, hey, you know, you may want to change that many, many years ago, because simply I never really thought about it, and it was not a big deal to me. And, of course, the Internet wasn't a big deal, you know, back then as well. So what was it about you that it seems like that you sort of saw the foresight and that, you know what, people are really going to need to be able, whether you're a journalist or just your everyday person or a business owner, to be able to manage this content about your life that will be created online?
Well, what I'm about to share is not that sexy. On one side, I really just simply read a number of studies out there in the market that talked about how more and more individuals were creating, putting information out there about themselves online, and that it was getting spread all over the place across a lot of different sources, and that I read a study that talked about how the amount of information out there about an individual is going to increase by something like 40x in the next several years. So mm-hmm. we started, in addition to that, we, you know, talk to our customers, which we do all the time, to better understand what their key kind of needs are as individuals considering the information explosion. And so they told us, you know, they expressed concern about where their information is scattered, realizing that more and more of it's going to be out there. And they shared with us that they were very interested in knowing where that information is being distributed, where it's available, and being able to do something about it, control it at the end of the day. So mm-hmm. it's just a service offering that the timing's just right. And I, you know, I too, as an individual that's been on the Internet for a long time, I have a lot of information out there. And I found mm-hmm. I find a lot of value in our service myself, and being able to know when something else is put out there about me so that I can do something about it. And also, at the same time, be able to create, we give people the ability to create one kind of complete profile or identity of who you are, what you'd like to share, and where you're sharing online, so that when I want to tell people where to find me online, I just point them to my MyLife page, which has my links to has information I'm comfortable sharing, also has links to my Facebook and LinkedIn and other places that I would like to point them toward, that sort of thing. So, and it's really, you know, starting to catch on, mm-hmm. especially yeah. considering all of the privacy concerns that people are having out there as well.
Exactly.
Certainly. The privacy concerns that you speak of, too, I mean, a lot of your 67 million subscribers now are all over the age of 35. So, like I'm mentioning, it's a subscriber service. So you charge a monthly fee for those people as to, you know, Facebook, which is free, Instagram, Twitter, and everything like that. How did you nail down that demographic to have them be so involved about, I mean, everybody's involved about Internet security, but how did you nail that niche market?
Well, we actually have free services, and we have premium services in our mm-hmm. in our service. We always wanted to make sure, since we've been in business, that we were able to provide a set of services that were valuable to people that they didn't have to pay for. And then there are some special capabilities that we give people that require an upgrade to the premium services. So, you know, we naturally, as we started to put our services into the market, we noticed that it wasn't kids, you know, teenagers, of course, that were right. gravitating to the set of services we offered. And we also, of course, realized that the better customers just tended to be older, and so we naturally started to attract more of the older people as we started to target, you know, started to try and find them, try and reach those customers over 35. But frankly, we have just a huge audience, and it's really a cross section of America. We just happen to get more interest and utilization from a, you know, a 35 plus audience.
Right. Right, absolutely. Now, Vic, I'm going to go ahead and just, because I know you have questions too, but I'm thinking like $4.99 a month, 67 million subscribers. Buddy, you must be rolling in the dough, if I may be so presumptuous.
No. Just to be clear, the 65 million number you quote is the total number of, actual active registered members in the service.
Right.
Those
right.
aren't all paying. So,
gotcha.
You know,
yeah. Oh, okay.
And as I had said, yeah, it's important that we, you know, the more important number is making sure that we're, you know, we have a good size audience that's actually getting, you know, value out of what we offer, whether they're paying us or not.
Right. And Jeffrey, I wanted to ask you, I mean, in terms of a business person, I know businessmen are always, and women, are always sort of fast-forwarding and sort of thinking into the future in terms of growth. What is it that you see is sort of the next step for MyLife.com? Are you guys ahead and looking at, you know, what the next sort of trends are going to be and where you can take the company that will benefit the consumers?
Always looking ahead. And something interesting that we learned recently that is helping inform where we're going to go with this business was actually an FTC study that was conducted. And maybe this doesn't sound sexy on the surface, but and interesting, but definitely the people that are listening to this are going to care about what I'm about to say, and that is that, you know, the FTC put out a study talking about how concerned people are about this information being exposed out there and talked about the availability of a lot of personal information that is being sold and exchanged all over the place. And mm-hmm. with all of the discussion about privacy that's taken place in the news as of late, you know, I think, you know, the study is basically saying that over time, more and more people are going to be concerned about this information being out there and are going to demand kind of the ability to control ultimately what personal information of theirs is available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a topic that's really hot right now. And no one has really come along other than us and taken a leadership position in this space. You know, we really want to make it easy for people to know what's out there, be able to control what is exposed to different people, and be able to use their personal information really to their advantage in ways that can, you know, actually benefit their lives. So, you know, I know the question was about the future, but it's things like studies that come out that
sure.
talk about the what's happening in the marketplace and how customers feel that help us identify the path to follow.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, I don't think that you will ever be out of business because most of the young people today, at least from what I cover as a journalist and even see in my everyday life, you know, they don't have a lot of discretion. You know, they take crazy pictures and do all this crazy stuff. I mean, the generation now, they post every single thing online. So even if you're an employer, you know, and you say, I want to Google Victoria Gaither, and many employers in America do Google and see if potential employees have Twitter accounts and stuff. So, you know, making a small mistake, like, you know, taking a crazy picture and posting it online later on down the line can really cost you a job and cause problems for you. So I'm saying that to say that I don't see you going out of business anytime soon because of all this stuff that's out there.
What you just brought up is very important, right? I don't think some of the, you know, younger people out there are really paying attention to what they're exposing, and they don't realize how important that it is that they look good, right? Make sure that the right information's out there. I don't think they fully appreciate sometimes that, you know, this information is how people are making decisions about whether to hire them, you know, do business with them when they're in the business world, possibly date them. You know, your reputation and how you look really matters.
Or when they call out sick and they're posting margarita pictures from TGI Fridays, you know, that kind of thing where everything kind of screws itself up. So definitely my life. It's a fantastic and quite frankly, congratulations on the 2009 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Jeffrey. Fantastic.
We'll give him a clap. Let's give him a clap.
I know that was a while ago. No, I am actually very proud of that. Thank you for even bringing that up. They just had their event locally.
Yeah.
They just had their event locally last night, the one that I did for the award that I did win a few years ago. So, thank you. But yeah, so much more work.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Listen, that's how we are in this show. It doesn't matter. We bring up people that have awards 50 years ago. You still have the awards. It doesn't matter, honey, when you got it.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
And you know what, Jeffrey? Michael and I really need to be friends with you because we may come calling on you one day to clear our internet record up. So we're going to suck up to you while you're on our show. We're smart people.
Good point, Vic.
I'll make you look good. Don't worry. I'll make sure that, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the other key. Yes, please.
No, I just wanted to go ahead and make mention. Go on to mylife.com for more information. Jeffrey's his bio was on there as one of the contributors, founder. And Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I think you're doing a very valuable service. So hats off.
You'll have to come back when we actually have more time because I have a million more questions that I want to ask you. So our people will get with your people, and if you're up to it and you're not so busy, come back and visit us, okay?
Well, you guys sound like a wild group and like a lot of fun. So, you know, last thing, people can go to the site, type in their name, and look to see what information is out there and actually be able to do something about it, actually be able to manage what they do want exposed and do it for free.
Absolutely, buddy.
Can't beat that.
A pleasure talking with you tonight, man, and we'll be in touch. And say hi to Karen for me.
Okay, thank you both very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And you know what, Michael, I think that's absolutely wonderful. So, guys, take him up on what he said. You can go to that site right now. You can type your name in and see what information is out there that's actually about you. I may be bold enough, Michael, and do it tomorrow, and I'll get back with you guys and let you know if I did do it. But really good information and great guest, Michael. Good guest.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely. However, moving on, Alex Guthrie is coming right up with his brand new music. His new CD is coming out very, very shortly. We have an unmastered track called Colorado. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and go to Alex Guthrie with Moving On. Check him out at alexguthriemusic.com. So when we get back, Alex Guthrie will be in the house. Don't go away.
Tell me a story, I'm tired of the truth. Truth be told, I've been waiting on loving, long overdue. Where you been hiding? Where have you been? I haven't seen you since God knows when. And living ain't easy when you're living alone. Thought we were living with love, but I should've known it. And God knows I love you best that I could. You dropped it and you ran off like I knew you would. So go get gone, I'm moving on. Cause this man is bound to hit the ground running. Better living coming around. That I loved and I lost, but I lost with a grin. Knowing better things are waiting. Start at the end. Tell me, baby, when can I begin? And find me some fiction. I wanna rewrite the past. The past is laden with love, but it didn't last. Oh, and the last thing that I want are regrets that'll haunt me to my dying breath. Oh, one more. So go get gone, I'm moving on. This man is bound. Hit the ground running, better living's coming around. Yeah, I love and I lost, but I lost with the grin, knowing better things are waiting. Star at the end, tell me baby, when can I begin?
go get gone. I'm moving on. This man is bound to hit the ground running. Bet I'll have it coming around. Oh, I loved and I lost, but I lost with a grin on. Better things await. Start at the end. Tell me, baby, when can I begin? Oh, tell me, baby, when can I begin?
Alex Guthrie was moving on, and moving on to Alex Guthrie. Alex Guthrie joining us now in the house from Georgia. Alex, you have been up and down the East Coast all summer with Mike Cullip, my good friend, my brother from another mother. How are you doing, my friend? Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. You know, we're all hanging around here. It's hot outside. We're doing fun. Victoria's over here. We're having a good time.
Hi. Hi, Alex.
Finally, I get to talk to Victoria.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah.
Finally. You get to talk to the one and only news lady. Listen, I love this song. And so, yeah, how is summer going for you so far?
Summer's great. I've got friends back who are at school, and now we get to hang out. It's a lot of fun to have that happen again.
Absolutely. New CD coming out. You must be very, very excited. Is it a departure from your regular music, or is it in keeping with your? I described you as an old soul vocalist with, mellow acoustic tones or something like that. But you are an old soul musically, my friend. Absolutely.
Yeah. The new album is a lot of the same. You know, we have Moving On. We have a completely new version of it on there, and when we let out Moving On last year, the little EP that we released that you guys have,
right?
That was like a little, you know, hey, the album's coming, we promise. Here's some stuff to hold you over in the meantime. So the new album is definitely just a completion of that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the same stuff, but we also have a little bit more kind of 60s Motown soul in it.
Wow, fantastic. What's it like being managed by Mr. Mike Cullip? You know, I'm a personal fan of his, but what's it like working with Mr. Mike?
Awesome. Getting so much stuff done. He's keeping me in check and on track. Definitely nice to have.
Yeah.
And he's just an awesome guy.
Yeah. No, I agree fully. I want to go ahead and actually, Mike sent me the unmastered copy of Colorado. I haven't listened to it. Victoria hasn't listened to it, Alex. I really kind of wanted to save it and be this, you know, virginal listener for it. So we're going to listen to Alex Guthrie with Colorado. More with Alex Guthrie when we come back. Don't go away.
I got sepia tones running through my bones, and an old-timey tune played through analog phones. And years worth of living, only 20 to show. Some may say that I'm an old soul. I had a pain in my heart and no smile on my face, so I let it all go. Life's too precious to waste. Oh, and I did what I could, yeah, I gave it my best. Nothing here for me on that loud west. Out west. Because the interstate is calling, the road's knocking at my door. I love what I've been given, but I'm always wanting more. Colorado, I'm not calling. I think it's time for me to go. Colorado, I'm a calling. Colorado, take me home. Passed in my car, left a note on the door. Not a care, someone sees it, not a care who it's for. Oh, my window rolled down, one wind rushing by. Colorado, I'm coming, Georgia, this is goodbye. Cause the interstate is calling, the road's knocking at my door. I love what I
tired of these places. I'm sick of seeing the same old faces. Tattered old shoes and the clothes in my pack. I'm headed out west, I'll never look back. Because the interstate is calling, roads knocking at my door. I love what I've been given, but I'm always wanting more. Colorado, I'm a coming, I think it's time for me to go. Colorado, I'm a coming, Colorado, take me home. Colorado, I'm a coming, Colorado, take me home. Because the interstate is calling, the road's knocking at my door. I love what I've been given, but I'm always wanting more. Colorado, I'm a coming, I think it's time for me to go. Colorado, I'm a coming, Colorado, take me home. Colorado, I'm a coming, Colorado, take me home. Colorado, I'm a coming, Colorado, take me home.
Alex Guthrie with Colorado. Go ahead and check him out. www.alexguthriemusic.com. Show's coming up in June 20th, Tin Roof Cantina in Atlanta, Georgia. Acoustic Coffee House, July 11th. The 120 Tavern and Music Hall on July 26th. Go ahead and check them out at alexguthriemusic.com. All the show listing is there. Alex, when is the new CD coming out?
The actual release date is July 1st. It'll be on iTunes and Spotify and all online retailers. But we're having a big CD release show in Atlanta on the 27th of
Fantastic.
This month.
Well, I have to say, I really, really like that song. I mean, it's one of those songs that, you know, when you really focus on it and listen to it, you know, you just love the words and the meaning of it. But if you decide that you can't focus on it and listen to it, it's good to kind of just tap your feet to and just kind of move your body a little bit. I like that, Alex. Good job.
Thank you. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Yeah, the old soul vocals, man, is just fantastic. I will have to mention, and just an absolute pleasure. We're running out of time, buddy, but feel free to come back anytime you have stuff coming down on At Home with Victoria, because we'd love to hear more from you. We're big fans of you down here.
Yeah, I'd love to come back on the show, and thank you guys for having me.
You got
thank
it,
you.
Man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So good. Have a good night, man. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Love that. Love that, Alex. I'm telling you. I mean, his like I said, it's the old soul voice coming through. It's classic blues. So I'm glad you enjoyed him, Vic.
I did. You know, and all the music that you bring on At Home with Victoria, you know, you do such a good job. And I always, you know, pretty much enjoy, I would say, all of the artists that's on there. So, yep. And he is no exception. Really good show today, too, Michael.
Absolutely. Many thanks to Jeffrey Tinsley from MyLife.com and Alex Guthrie. Go ahead and check him out again at AlexGuthrieMusic.com. But, Vic, we're out of time. So, hey, welcome back to doing the show. I had a nice 2 weeks off, and it was fun, but glad to be back and glad to be doing what we do best.
Yep, exactly. Glad to be back and do, like you said, what you and I do best. And we're going to have some more shows. Well, actually, because it's summer for us, we try to take some time off, which I think we deserve. So we'll have shows this summer, but they're going to sort of be sporadic throughout the summer. But we'll definitely be checking in at least, you know, once a week or once every other week. You guys continue to send Michael and I story ideas. And, you know, we're here and around, and we'll continue to post on our fan pages on Facebook and also on Twitter. So with that, Michael, it has been a pleasure, and I will get a chance to see you, sir, very soon.
Absolutely, my love. For At Home with Victoria, I'm entertainment co-host Michael Kay. Thanks for listening tonight, and enjoy the hot summer evening. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.